Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, if there was ever an opponent for Bar Mills North Cougars to play that would get them ready for a chance at a Conference Indiana Championship, it would be perennial champion Columbus North. A heated rivalry that, well, for a second time this season, ended up with the Northsiders prevailing. Persevering might be a better word, as Coach Barb took us back to last Saturday at Southport.
Outdoors, our first doubles had won, and everybody else, let me see, they all had finished the first sets, and then we had to move indoors. And so Kelly Fox, who had lost to the same opponent, Madeline Sanders, the last time they played, actually won the first set and lost the second set. And then second doubles, Lillian McAfee, Jordan Trilling, they won the first set 6-4. They won the second set 6-2, and they actually clinched the match for us. And Carolina Lopez, she also played a really tough opponent, but she's been playing really great. She's only lost one match this year. And then Anna McCoy, who had not finished her match with Aubrey Smith last time they had played due to darkness, lost the first set, won the second set, and then they went to a match tiebreaker and she lost 11-9. She is a really, really good player, and Anna played a really great match. So exciting. So we play for championship on Tuesday at Terre Haute South.
Well, and that is tonight. The voice of Barb Mills. Terre Haute South beat North 4-1 in mid-April, but it was only North's second match of the year. 10-3, the work slate now going into this one against the state's 10th best tonight on the road. I know for one thing, Kelly Fox is looking for revenge. She lost a three-set, three-hour match at three singles the first time around against the Lady Braves. She and Maroon and Gold mates looking for the championship tonight, trying to persevere yet one more time. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Mark Kaufman has been the side of another solid season of winning baseball for the Hoosiers of Coach Chris Lamona. 16-5 headed into tonight's non-conference 6:05 tussle with the Kentucky Wildcats, who, by the way, beat 7th-ranked South Carolina over the weekend. New RPI lists the Hoosiers 101, but I tell you right now, at this point in time, Chris Lamonis is only seeing his team's offensive numbers rise. It's, putting a smile on his face. Hoosiers scored 21 runs thanks to 37 hits in that series win at Minnesota. Senior Brian Wilhite, Tony Butler getting it done down at the bottom. And here's the improving Alex Krupa now hitting 301 at the top. So, I mean, Coach, it's got to make you feel good, huh?
Well, right now it is. It wasn't early in the year. We had some guys started slow, but we it's nice having that blend. And I've kind of kept Will Height there. I know I'll probably cost him an at bat here every couple games, but every time he's setting that 8-hole, it's just so many big hits for us. And I keep coming back to it. It seems like he keeps coming to the plate at the right time when he's in that spot in the lineup.
Chris, you talked a little about Alex Krupa. Talk to us about how he has adapted.
A dynamic player. I mean, that was one of the tough parts at the beginning of the year, is he just wasn't playing well. And it really wasn't anything mechanically. It was probably just trying too hard, making that jump. So it was neat to see him, but it almost like he pressed a little too much.
Getting on base, and that's kind of sets the table, if you will, for a guy like D'Lo and Sowers.
It makes them better players. So every time, if Logan Sowers is walking to the plate and there's runners on, he's a lot tougher hitter to get out.
The voice of Chris Lamonis will have more of our conversation as part of the second segment tonight at Yogi's with the coach. Logan Sowers at 308, Craig D'Lo at 306, joining Krupa, who now is up over 300 at 301, headed in and leading off tonight against Kentucky. The Hoosiers as a team, a very modest 267 opponents against, only 241. That's why they're winning. I'm Joe Smith.